Blog Talk Radio.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, it's never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best. Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fashion trends. Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
To be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery.
A little sample of the Kinks and dedicated follower of fashion from 1965. Greetings and welcome to the 70th episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddle the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412, that's Pittsburgh, PA. We're having problems with the microphone. I am on the cell phone, so we'll see how this goes. Carl, do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Yeah, okay, I think you might have some sort of wire problem with your mic or something or other.
Yeah.
I don't know if
Bluetooth,
but
about that
something's
later.
Going on.
Okay. All right. We heard the Kinks, dedicated follower fashion, as our opener, because tonight the big show's theme is You Wear It Well. 18 songs with clothing and footwear in the title. And speaking of clothing, probably wearing the same pair of underwear he had on when I met him 50 years ago. Mr. Carl Kafer.
It's absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Oink, hi, buddy.
Oink, oink.
Yeah. All right.
Just
so we're
bacon,
running
okay?
Across the phone tonight. Yeah. Nice. Well, I figured that 50-year-old pair of underwear is probably falling apart by now.
Also, I'm not the size I used to be. Let's face it.
This is true.
Remember me in college?
Yeah,
I used to be
true.
225 pounds or something like that. I'm not that anymore.
Yeah, you used to be up like that. Well, it just means you can pull them up farther over your head. That's all.
Well, you know what? I have the foil. I have the foil hat for that. Okay, don't worry about it.
I do want to mention to everybody, if you get into our archives, the on-demand section, listen to our show we had last night. It was really good. Carl came up with some great, great tunes. Very proud of that boy. He's learning well.
Oh, bullshit! Yeah. I was the program director back then. Okay, you were under me. But not really.
Yeah.
Because
you
did the late show, and I was long sleeping. So there you go.
Yeah, I know. That's how it works. So here we are. Like I said, we're going to wear it well tonight. And what do you say we get this started, Carl? And we'll talk to you at the end.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you then, man. I'm out.
Okay, man. All right. We're going to start this rock and roll fashion show with Randy Newman.
Take off the coat. Feel
take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on.
I'm
Okay, that was Frank Turner from the UK with Mittens off his 2015 album, Positive Songs for Negative People. I've played Frank Turner's music on here before. Before that, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy checked in with Mr. Pinstripe Suit from their second studio album, Americana Deluxe. Let's see, that came out in 1998. And we started our first set with Randy Newman, and You Can Leave Your Hat On from his 1972 album, Sail Away. Joe Cocker had success covering that song in 1986. Okay, we're moving on to this set number two, and our first song has a lot of ties to the Big Show. There's a good chance that some of the equipment used to record it was sold to the band by Carl, and two of the three band members are brothers of our frequent co-host on this show, Randy Gorley. Sorry, Randy, I almost screwed up your last name. This is Barfly.
Your head to the man in two, three, ah!
Hot pants! Hey, hot pants! Hot pants! Smoking that hot pants! That world is at, so that world is at. Take your pants off home! It looks much better time. My feet keep going. Girl, blowing my mind. Thinking of losing that funky feeling, don't. Cause you got to use what you got to get just what you want. Hey, hot pants. Hey, hot pants. Smoking. Hot pants make you sure to sell. Good God, you won't like. You got the only love left. Hey, so brother, if you're thinking of losing that feeling, then don't stop. Cause the woman got to use what you got. You don't get what you want. Hey! Hey! Hot man! I look a hot man! It won't make you dance, but as slick as you are, you make you dance. Hey, bro, do you like it? The girl over there with the funky pants on, she can do the chicken all night long. The girl over there with the hot pants on, she can do the funky boss me all night long. The girl over there with the hot pants on, all night long. Get down. The one over there with the panty dress. I ain't got time. I still dig that dress. Get down. But I like hot pants. Hey, I like hot pants.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my all-time favorite lyrics. I used to be disgusted, now I try to be amused. Elvis Costello and Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes from his debut album, My Aim Is True, released in 1977. Before that, we heard James Brown and Hot Pants, a title track to his 32nd studio album, released in 1971. And we started this set with Barfly and Tip Your Hat. The three-member band is from Bradford, PA, where a lot of us listening are from, and featured Bill Wixon on bass and our frequent co-host Randy's brothers, Jim Gourley on drums, and the late Warren Gourley on guitar and vocals. What a timeless song by three great guys and three great friends of ours. On to our third set of clothing and footwear songs on the big show. Let's kick it off with the Presidents of the United States of America.
And she's got safety pins and string holding it together. She can only wear her jacket in warm weather. Although the sleeves need to be shortened, the fact that the arms are falling off isn't important. Because Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, it's falling apart. The lining in her coat is rotten, and it seems that the zipper has been completely forgotten. She had $1.10 for a slice in the pocket on the right, but the pocket had a hole and she looked for the change all night. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, it's falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, it's falling apart. This is a list of malformations, but it would cost $100 for alterations. We all know that depressed leather is in, but you can't keep warm in the winter in December in the city when it's 32 degrees below zero with a safety pin. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, it's falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, it's falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, it's falling apart. Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, Jennifer's jacket, falling apart.
Well, my sweet baby wears fishnet stockings. When she starts a-rockin', man, there ain't no stop thinking about Papa Duba. Fishnet stockings, shoe Papa Duba. When she's a-rockin', my Papa Duba, there ain't no stopping. Rockin' with my baby in a fishnet stocking. Well, she's got a pair in pink, got a pair in red. When she puts the black ones on, she makes me lose my head. Think about Papa Duba.
Okay, that was my guitar hero, Brian Setzer, and the Stray Cats with Fishnet Stockings off their self-titled debut 1981 album. And the good news is Brian is finally over his tinnitus, and I'll be seeing his Rockabilly Riot show at the end of September in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. One of Carl's favorite bands, punk bands actually, The Cramps, gave us Bikini Girls with Machine Guns from their 1990 release, Stay Sick. This set started with PUTA, as many call them, Presidents of the United States of America, and Jennifer's Jacket from their 2004 release, Love Everybody. We are halfway through our playlist tonight of songs that feature clothing and footwear in the titles, and we're going country for our next song. I actually met this guy as Harold Jenkins, but you know him as Conway Twitty.
She tried to hide it by the faded denim clothes she wore, but I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. And I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen, and she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. I asked her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you're used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. And for a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans. She said, I married money, I'm used to wearing pearls, but I've always dreamed of being just a good old boy's girl. So tonight I left those crystal candlelights to live a dream. And partner, there's a tiger in these tight-fitting jeans. Beer that we went satisfied. I did my best to make her dream come true. As she played out her fantasy before my eyes, it seemed a cowgirl came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways. And I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine. But I know she'll always remember the time. A cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. And Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans.
some excavation on Magnolia Boulevard.
Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me home? Bad sneakers and a pina colada, my friend. Stopping on the avenue by Radio City with a transistor and a large sum of money to spend.
You fella, you tearing up the street. You wear that white tuxedo, how you gonna beat the heat? Do you take me for a fool? Do you think that I don't see that ditch out in the valley that they're digging just for me? Get down.
Okay, Steely Dan with Bad Sneakers off their 1975 album, Katie Lied. If you have an ear for this sort of thing, you may have recognized Michael McDonald on the backing vocals. Before that, Cherry Pop and Daddies with Zoot Suit Riot from their 1997 album of the same name. And our set started with Conway Twitty and Tight Fitting Jeans, his 24th single to hit number one in the country charts, and it was released in 1981. When I worked for U.S. Air's commuter at the Roanoke, Virginia airport in the mid-80s, I checked in Mr. Harold Jenkins for a flight, not knowing it was Conway Twitty. Okay, our next set gets started with Bare Naked Ladies. You should wait.
But unlike me, she don't work off her frustration.
That was Rusted Root from right here in Pittsburgh and Monkey Pants, a song off their 2012 album, The Movement. That was fun. Okay, before Rusted Root, we heard the legendary Pete Townshend in Slip Skirts from his third studio album, All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes, released in 1982. And we started this set with Bare Naked Ladies in Straw Hat and Old Dirty Hank from their 1996 album, Born on a Pirate Ship. Okay, everybody, give me the big aww, because we've reached our final set on the Big Show's playlist, the songs with clothing and footwear in the titles. Let's scoot on back in 1958. You knew I was going to slip one of these in there. 1958 and Chuck Willis.
Shoop-bop, shoop-bop, shoop-bop.
My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. You know I get that. That music got a beat that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because I get that feeling every time I hear those shoes. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because my feet start moving every time I hear those shoes. Rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because I get that feeling every time I hear those shoes. Because my feet start moving every time I hear those shoes.
Shoop-bop, shoop-bop.
Blonde girl in a blue dress, she's walking away from me. She's standing so still, but she's walking away. Green eyes on the blue day, black birds in the field of white. Blonde girl in the blue dress, and she's walking away. Have you ever come so close? Have you ever just touched down? Have you ever come so close that you could almost, you could almost? Red sun in the dawn sky, thunder on the sunny day. Blonde girl in the blue dress, and she's walking. Come standing right here, but she's walking away. Green eyes on the blue day, black birds in the field of white, blonde girl in the blue dress, and she's walking away. She's standing so close, but she's walking away. She's standing stone still, but she's walking away.
Thank you.
Yes, don't forget your hat. That was Mark Knopfler closing out tonight's playlist with Don't Forget Your Hat, a track from his 2012 solo album, Privateering. And in the middle of our last set was Benmont Tench and Blonde Girl Blue Dress from his 2014 album, You Should Be So Lucky. Benmont was one of the founding members of the Heartbreakers and played with Tom Petty from Mudcrutch days until Tom's death. And we began this set with Chuck Willis and Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes. He released that song in 1958. And that will do it for You Wear It Well on Rock This Town Radio TC. Stick around, though, for our birthday songs in a few minutes. Well, Carl? Any chair dancing music in that playlist?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Chuck Willis is just great. A number of things I do want to mention. First off, you started this whole thing with one of my all-time favorite songs by Randy Newman. And I used to do that song years and years ago when I was doing my coffee house gigs when I was in college. Love that song. Absolutely love that song. Really nice to hear the Gorleys. And just the other thing I wanted to say is I was had a conversation with Steven, my former partner, who you met through the phone. And I was telling him about what you were doing. And he says, well, he's got to have Pacuco doing Zoot Suit from that musical. I said, nah. He ain't doing that. He's doing Suit Riot. There's no fucking question. Forget it, Steve. It's not happening. He says, I'm so disappointed at him.
That's funny. And I want to ask you, though, my little mention about you realize that you might, even if it was a cable that you sold those guys, but you're on that recording in a small way. You know, because those guys, Randy, you know, Randy's brothers, Jimmy and Warren and Bill Wixon, they all probably bought equipment from you, and they all probably used stuff on that recording that you sold them.
More than likely.
So that's why.
By the way, when was that recording done?
I think,
you know?
And Randy will probably correct me, but I think it was 93, 94, somewhere around there.
Okay. We were still around at that point. At that point, we were more, you know, they would come in more for, like, accessories and things like that. Most of their big equipment they were getting probably from House of Guitars or up in Buffalo somewhere. But you know,
like
we certainly sold them cables and shit like that for sure.
Yeah, stuff like that. So you might be a small part of that recording, but you know,
well,
Randy,
as I say, I'm a footnote in history, man. Seriously, I'm a footnote. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. They're always there. You know, we always talk during the shows, you know, on Facebook Messenger, and they're both very appreciative that I played that song. And I would play Barfly anytime I can. Not only because they were such, not only because Warren and, you know, the boys were such good friends of mine, but damn good music. And those guys, they did it. Tip your hat. And it's funny because last week I told, Jill and Randy, I said, yeah, I got a surprise for you this week. And they didn't even think about, you know, clothing and hats and everything like that, that I was going to play Tip Your Hat. So it was special for them and it was special for me that I could work it in there and throw
absolutely.
You a bone too there. So,
well, you actually
okay.
threw me one right at the beginning with Dedicated Follower of Fashion. So I
was
happy about that.
Thank you for covering. Thank you for covering my ass on that, because when I finally got on, it's like, the song's playing. All right, great. My man covered me. So
absolutely.
I
listen, I do that all the time. That's part of the job.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'll have to figure out what happened with the microphone. I got a week to figure that out. So what else you got from the playlist? That's about it? Or?
Yeah, that, you know, I mean, it was good stuff all the way through. All of us. And,
yeah.
And by the way, you did a Presidents of the United States song that I didn't even fucking know.
Didn't you really?
I didn't know that song.
I knew that song. I kind of completely forgot about it. And then I don't know how I found it again, but I mean, it's like, hey, you got to play Jennifer's Jacket.
I had a friend of mine who introduced me to them with the song Kitty, and like their first three albums, I went apeshit over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I lost track.
Really an underrated band. They're a band
yeah.
that came out of Seattle that didn't, I mean, you know, there's so many big bands out of Seattle. They kind of flew under the radar with what they did. And then Lump got them on the national map, and Peaches, you know, but
they were odd anyway.
Stuff.
They were not grunge. They were not really
yeah.
part of the Seattle scene to speak of. They were outside
no,
of it.
They didn't
were
really
more...
fit in anywhere.
No.
They really didn't fit
True.
In anywhere. You know, everybody's like,
yeah.
who the fuck are these guys? You know,
exactly.
like the song Peaches and Lump, you know, and it's, the songs that got popular that, you know, everybody's like, wow, these are kind of, you guys are kind of weird. But they were their own thing. So it was really cool.
Absolutely.
And like I told, well, going back to the set list, I told Lori and Randy and Jill and other friends, I said, who else do you know that can play Conway Twitty, and Daddies, and Steely Dan in the same set and make it work? It did well. So,
well,
I'm glad
you
enjoyed the show.
You should send some of these shows to WFMU and, like, become a real DJ. Not really.
Yeah.
But they used to do that, too. They used to do that all the time. That's why I love that radio station, college radio station.
Yeah, it's like, you know, because we try, you know, you and I both try. We try to find songs that flow into the next one. But when you can
mm-hmm.
cross genres like that and make it work, it's a lot of fun.
It's like what you said last night with the show. Because you said, like, the first four bands I picked, they could be all on one set. You know, on one
yeah,
stage.
They could have played. They could play one, you know, billing together easily.
Where you
know, wouldn't think.
And we do that.
Place,
that's
so.
That's part of what we try to do is to make things flow and to set it up and do things. So yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Good set. Really good set. You did
okay,
well tonight.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, and I'll have the birthday list posted on Facebook. I'll have that playlist, of course, posted on Facebook, and the birthday list posted on Facebook, along with, like I said, the playlist from tonight. And we have three day songs coming up, but I do have an anniversary that I want to mention. On Friday, it will be the 45th anniversary of National Lampoon's Animal House, released on July 28th.
We're all officially kicked out of school. Wormer just got our grades.
It kicked us out of school? Huh. That makes sense.
Hey! What's this flying around shit? Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
I could have played 1,000 cuts from that movie, but, you know. And we got one in the beginning when I had you as the P.I.G. pig. So, everybody, fuck Barbie, fuck Oppenheimer. Friday night, watch Animal House on the 45th anniversary. Okay, Carl, are you ready for some birthday songs?
Go for it. I'll see you afterwards, man.
Okay, we're going to start out with a classic by Dobie Gray.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. So that's a game that I hate to lose. and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Yeah. opportunities for eternity, and I could belong to the night. Your eyes, I can see in your eyes, your eyes. You make me wanna die.
Okay, that was a Pretty Reckless and Make Me Want to Die from their debut album in 2010. Taylor Momsen will be 30 on Wednesday, which made her 17 when that song was released. Geddy Lee turns 70 on Saturday. We heard Time Stand Still from Rush's 1987 album Hold Your Fire. That was Amy Lee of Till Tuesday on backup vocals. Happy birthday, Geddy. And we began our birthday songs with Dobie Gray and his big hit single, Drift Away, the title track from his 1973 album. Dobie Gray was born on July 26, 1940, and died in 2011 at the age of 71 of complications from cancer surgery. Carl, you're there.
Oh, absolutely. I just wanted to, before we get into housekeeping, I just wanted to dedicate our Rush song to a friend of mine who I used to work with. Now, I'm not a big Rush fan, a little too much for me, but he was a great Rush fan, and so I just want to help him celebrate Geddy's birthday, and that would be Steve Hesselbacher. Yay, Steve, it's Geddy's birthday. There you go.
Yep.
I'm done.
On Wednesday, he'll be 70, so there you go, Steve. Fill your head with Rush. What do you got going on for us this week, buddy?
Okay, so far it's a little on the weird side. So I can tell you this. I'm going to be doing something special on Tuesday, which actually, I think is going to be interesting. I'm going to a book signing in Union Square. And I don't know if you know this guy, but Rachel, my co-host, is absolutely just enamored of him. His name is B. Dylan Hollis, and he does these TikTok and YouTube recipes from like the 50s and 60s and stuff like that, and he's hysterical. So I'm going to go on and see maybe if we can get him on the podcast. So that's sort of the idea on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Rachel and I are going to be doing a commentary watch for summer. We're still celebrating summer here. And we're going to be doing the movie Crawl, which is a 2018 very, very good, very witty horror movie about a house that in Florida that's inundated with the hurricane and then invaded by hungry alligators. So there you go. And that's what we
Sounds
have
good.
So far. Now, let me just get back here for a moment. And see what else we have. That's what we have so far. There are some other things happening, but that's all we have at this point. So what do you got coming next week?
Oh, man, next Sunday is a very special episode on the big show because the following Tuesday, which is August 2nd, is the 50th anniversary of the premiere of American Graffiti, a classic movie debuted at a film festival in Switzerland. And like I said, August 2nd, 1973, and hit American theaters 9 days later. We will have 24 songs from the soundtrack of that great American film, plus sound bites of scenes from the movie. You definitely don't want to miss that episode. Man, I worked hard on this one and pretty proud of it. And it's going to be a lot of so hopefully you can join in on that. Oh, yeah. And then I also want to say that the week after we do the American Graffiti, Randy's going to be back as a co-host. And I'll give you more details about that next Sunday night. So that's what I got going on. And you can find all our great podcasts. Yeah, you can find all our great podcasts right here on Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or catch any of our shows in the on-demand section whenever it works for you. Carl, thank you as always for being with me. Thanks for covering
Absolutely.
My ass at the beginning of the show. Did a great job, man. You picked up the slack and ran with it, and I really appreciate that. We had
my pleasure, man.
Yeah, we have some microphone issues, so I'm on and what I got to do is, that means I got to get out of the studio. I got to call in on my phone and doing the whole show on the phone, but it works. So I'll figure out the mic thing. Even if it doesn't work next week, we'll just do it the way we did it this time. I don't care. As long as we get a show out there for everybody to listen to and enjoy on Sunday nights, I'm good with it.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks for being here, like I said.
All right. As always, my pleasure, man.
Okay, and I'll give you a call after the show.
Absolutely, as always.
Okay. Yep. Okay, pull up our Facebook page after the show for tonight's playlist and follow us on Rock This Town Radio at TC on Facebook. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77. For concert videos that I shot at shows around the country. Now, we heard Bradford's Barfly and Tip Your Hat tonight. I made about a year or two ago, I made a couple of videos of their songs with slideshows, and you can find those on my channel. That's TCC77 on YouTube. We hope that you enjoyed our show tonight. On behalf of Carl and Cuddles the Cat, we hope that you have a safe and happy week. As those cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.